everything's running smoothly.
Good morning, Kansas City! My name's Hartzell Peter S. Sween. To my direct left, the S stands for...
Sexy.
Sexy.
Because I'm bringing sexy back on this Wednesday. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Temperatures right now in the mid-30s, but it should warm up a little bit by the afternoon, so check that forecast. Should get into the 40s and 50s. I feel more and more like a real weatherman by the day. Bringing sexy back, bringing weather back.
I was going to call you Peter H. Sween today for that hump day weather. It's an abbreviated. It's a hyphenated middle name.
Peter F. Sweeney, the F's for forecast.
Oh, happy Wednesday, my friend. Pete, what is going on? How was your night? You look refreshed. You look energized. That flow, your hair, the sweep, you're crushing it.
So I told you my family was in town for what was supposed to be, it was a Wednesday to a Monday agreement. We said, okay, you can come for Thanksgiving. You can come for the Chiefs-Raiders game. You got to be out by Monday, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to go. You got to go.
Speaking of the weather and Peter F. Sweeney, the Peter Forecast Sweeney, a lot of snow in the Northeast, so it prevented them from leaving. So they got an extra day of time. So we went to the Peanut, Kansas
if there's
City,
one
come
thing
for the barbecue,
I've noticed,
stay for the wings.
And there's one thing I've noticed about this family trip is that y'all like to have a couple pops.
Grub.
Y'all like to grub. Y'all like to booze
I got
a little
to a
bit.
Point,
I'm a big fan of the Sweens.
I got to a point on Monday where my dad is like, Peter, you going to get a beer? And I was like, I am done drinking with you people. And so I had some soda. My dad drank more beer. And they got to experience the Peanut, which was cool. And they finally flew out on Tuesday. So I am free. I am back to my routine. Mm-hmm. I do love them, but it's nice to get back into a routine.
When's the next time you're going to see them? You're going to be there for you going for Christmas?
Well, I said to my mom, hey, I'll see you next decade.
Hey, wink, that's right.
Wink, wink, with the roaring 20s. Double wink.
We got to go buy some sequins or something. We got to do a Gatsby style for doing the roaring 20s.
That's right. Bow ties up. How are your 2 days? Sounds like you've been sleeping the whole time. Today.
I'm trying to catch up on some Z's. Don't be throwing out the late word.
Hartzell L. Gray, and the L is for late. How about that?
In my defense, 3:45 comes awfully early every single morning, but I make it work. My dog today. Well, I couldn't find my keys. So we started off with an L. That was excellent. And I got a Westie who I trained in my image, so he is just as much of an asshole as I am. His default is petty. So we wake up this morning, try to take him outside. He doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah.
I don't think he likes waking up early. He's not a fan.
No.
So he proceeds then to go in the living room, bark to get my attention, to make me think he wants to go outside. But no, he decides to do that. He looks at me dead in the eye, lifts up his leg, and proceeds to pee.
Wow.
All over the
ultimate
entertainment
sign of
system.
Disrespect.
The most disrespect. I honestly have to give him credit. Game recognized game. I taught him everything I know. But yeah, so it was a bit of a struggle this morning.
I understand.
Sorry, Pete.
Welcome. Welcome to the studio.
You're going to get that free lunch. Don't you worry about it.
We're up to 45 minutes, so we are 15 minutes away. Yeah.
Because after 60 minutes, I gotta buy your lunch.
Every minute.
Explain
late.
That. What are we doing?
Okay,
explain.
We have a call time.
It
was originally 4:45. It is now 4:55. So every minute past 4:55 banks into this magical bank. You are coming in today already at 35. You can get minutes back if I'm ever late, but I am always on time. So you are up to 45 minutes after today, and now we are 50. Because once it hits 60, you lose, and then you get a free lunch. For me. And so we are on our way, which I'm excited about.
No,
I love sandwiches. I love salads. I love soups.
I'm coming in from the suburbs, man. Leave me alone.
Maybe some chips.
All right.
Dr. Pepper.
Give me an outfit. What should these folks be wearing?
Mostly
today?
Sunny today. High of 56, low of 34.
Already messing it up.
And then mostly cloudy tomorrow. High of 58, low of 31. So similar weather for these 2 days where it's a little chilly in the morning.
Here he goes.
But once you get to that afternoon, you could maybe do a shimmy and a shake because it warms up a little bit, mid-50s, low 50s.
Wow. A little shimmy and a shake with the swing. Big fan.
Got to get a green screen in here.
We should get a green screen. We should get people in here. Also,
if you saw, we posted our weather clip on Instagram last night, and 41's Lindsay Anderson said, I hashtag nailed it. So
I didn't know that we got some love from actual news people.
I mean, we were trying to, you know, make our name in probably the KKC news and events and sports scene. Right now, we are the front runners in weather. So good for us.
I'm so proud of us. All right. Well, on that note, let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Put that news down, flip it, and reverse it. Missy Elliott said that, I think.
Choose the news, don't abuse, is what I said.
Oh, man. All right, let's talk about the news.
All right.
After this drop. God, I love that so much. Rebecca put her foot in these intros, man. If you need any imaging, you want an intro, you need sweepers, Rebecca Mayer.
R-E-B-E-double-C. Don't forget about the A for her grade on this beat.
Hit the button. Play him off immediately. I'm moving on.
Feeling good on this Wednesday.
I wanted to kick off the news. We always lead it off with something a little heavy, impeachment. Like, it's just, let's start off with something that we can all get behind. Let's start off with something a little fun. You may have heard the announcement, but the 25th anniversary of Jagged Little Pill, the iconic album from Alanis Morissette. Well, guess what? Alanis is taking that tour. She's taking it on the road. Right? Let's go, baby.
And you ought to know that Alanis Morissette is going on tour next year. The North American tour will be the 25th anniversary of her Jagged Little Pill album. That album, 25 years. The album sold more than 33 million copies. That made it one of the most successful of all time.
Wow.
The 57-minute and 23-second album includes such hits as, you ought to know, Hand in My Pocket, Mary Jane, Ironic, Wake Up. It's one of the best of all time, Pete. On that tour, you will see not only Alanis Morissette, but Garbage and Liz Phair. That is the dream of the 90s, man. No KC date yet. Fingers crossed, though. Fingers crossed. And even if there eventually will be a KC date, get your tickets early because that's going to sell the F out.
We'll be there, I bet.
I would love to go to that show.
Down on hot dogs.
God, I would love to go see some Alanis Morissette with you, Pete. I would love that. Now that we've gotten past the fun news.
We're back to impeachment updates.
We're back to impeachment updates, man. Listen, I don't make the news. I just report it. All right, and you know how that works. You don't make the weather. You don't make those cold fronts.
It's true.
You just here to let it happen.
Adapt.
We have impeachment updates. The summary, everything that we went through the last couple of weeks, they put all that in the document. The House Intelligence Committee making their summary, releasing that yesterday, where it will now be heading today, this morning, to the Judiciary Committee, and what possibly will be articles of impeachment.
A new report accuses President Trump of compromising national security to advance his personal political interests by trying to pressure Ukraine to interfere in the 2020 election. The report also accuses key administration officials of being involved in the scheme.
The report lays out evidence that a slate of top officials, including the Secretary of State, Secretary of Energy, and acting White House Chief of Staff, had knowledge of, and in some cases facilitated and furthered the president's scheme. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff.
I think what we have produced in remarkable short order is so overwhelming that it ought to be presented to the Judiciary Committee now.
The president weighed in from London.
When this is a total fix. You know what a fix is a fix.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't. You know what a fix is a fix. I should. Can I also, to give myself credit during this news segment.
Okay.
That video, thank you again, I think it was CBS News. That was like a 12-minute video that I cut down to 50 seconds. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Again, I'm just here to report the news. I'm not trying to make the news. I report the news. But
right.
Just saying.
You would never do that, yeah.
I would never do that.
So let's see what happens. Now that's in the, and I'm looking here, let's see, Judiciary Committee.
Man.
There are three branches of government.
You have a piece of paper, you have a pen, you're writing things down.
Judiciary. So they're in one of the branches. Then climb up the branches and grab that impeachment for Donald Trump.
I've never seen someone turn politics into a peach reference. Pete, this is why you're good at your
peach
job.
Tree.
This is why.
.com. What is that website? Sweet, something.
Sweetentree.com. Mm. In election news, we haven't really had a whole lot of election 2020 coverage on this show because there's been a lot of impeachment stuff.
That's right.
But a pretty big surprise happened this week. Kamala Harris, Democrat senator out of California, a front runner for a bit of time. Not so much. I guess Joe Biden's always been the front runner, but she's always been tier one or like tier one and a half. Kamala Harris dropping out of the race.
There's breaking news tonight on the campaign trail. Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the race for the Democratic nomination.
Senator Kamala Harris reviewed her campaign finances over the weekend and decided Monday night she couldn't go on.
So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources to continue.
It was a stunning fall for Harris, whose campaign raced out of the gate, with 20,000 people cheering her on at a hometown rally in Oakland, California. Harris recently tried to salvage her campaign with a focus on winning Iowa, but seemed uncertain of her chances when we spoke with her there last month.
We are going to end up in Iowa doing very well.
But does it have to be a top three finish?
I think it has to be exactly what we want it to be.
And like that was kind of her problem, was that she would say stuff like that. And I'm like, Kamala, where are you going, girl? What's our plan? I was a fan of Kamala. I think that, I mean, I'll just say it. I don't know if we're ready for a, it's one thing to have a cop president.
Sure.
I'm not sure if we're ready for a prosecutor president.
Right.
If that makes sense. I just don't think we are. I'm just surprised that she didn't hold out till, number one, I thought she'd hold out to at least Iowa, the Iowa caucuses. But I thought she'd hold out to at least the impeachment proceedings got to the Senate, because that's what she's known for. She is somebody who, you know, those sound bites of her during like the Kavanaugh hearings and all that, like she is a prosecutor, like the systematic, you know, breakdown, her versus Trump in the debates. I think a lot of us were just pumped to see that, if she would have made it that far. In Odessa news, didn't think I'd be pulling news out of Odessa, Missouri, but you know what? Shade's being thrown.
Uh-oh.
Sheryl Crow banned in Odessa.
That's a song, or rather artist, you won't be hearing in Odessa until after the Bulldogs take on the Kennett Indians in the Class 3 football semifinals Saturday. Odessa Mayor Adam Couch used Twitter and Facebook to ban Sheryl Crow's songs.
Well, how about a little of that human touch?
Crow grew up in Kennett, Missouri. She shared a video showing her support for the football team.
Hey, Kennett High School football team, I am so proud of you guys.
After hearing that,
so keep going and great luck.
Couch feels the first cut is the deepest.
Wow. We understand that you support your alma mater. Unfortunately, I think that after this weekend, she won't have to record any more videos to encourage Kennett to win state, because I think Odessa's going to win.
Wow.
So look at that.
Fighting words.
First cut's the deepest. That was.
We got four stories today. One was about Alanis Morissette. One was about Sheryl Crow. There's been an argument for years about those two of who's better.
Oh, has there been? So not only are you a weather guy, you're a music scholar too?
The right answer to that question between Morissette and Crow, of course, is Melissa Etheridge. Kansas City area.
That's well done. The mayor of Lafayette County, his name is Adam Couch, banning her music on Twitter. Now, of course, it's all in good fun. Odessa takes on Kennett this Saturday. It's a Class 3 state football semifinals.
Love it.
Go Odessa. I do love that, though. I do love that a lot. In KC news, some news being had in City Hall regarding the KC Tenants Bill of Rights.
A bill of tenants' rights going to the full Kansas City Council. The Special Committee on Housing Policy unanimously approved the rights.
There will also be buyers and there will be real estate agents like me to explain the ordinance and to make sure everyone is clear on what their rights and responsibilities are.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas praising the decision on Twitter. He says it took several months of good faith negotiations and compromise on all sides, and also says while there's certainly more work still to be done, this is a meaningful step in the right direction.
We said this, I think, episode one or episode two. We were talking about, kind of not the state of Kansas City, but just especially for our generation, like one of the big things that we stress is housing, like affordable housing. I currently live with my mom at home, but I would rather not do that. But I'll be real with you. I can't afford a decent spot right now. I mean, I'm a starving artist. I'm not sure what you are. You're an editor-in-chief.
I'm also a startist.
You're an elitist over there.
No.
You got insurance? What's that like?
Insurance? It's nice. There's a little gecko that follows you around. You really have all this insurance, don't you, Mike?
What was that?
My Australian.
No, it wasn't. You're better than that.
I'm a little gecko.
Not good. Man, that was like Cackney. I'm a little gecko.
Listen, I'm working on my Australia. Okay.
Okay. Well, I think this is a great idea. There's a group on Twitter, the KC, I believe, KC Tenants group. They've been stressing this stuff. The original policy, it called for the creation of a division of tenants advocate at City Hall. Some other details, because there has been some amendments to the this KC Tenants Bill of Rights to just get all sides, like Mayor Quentin Lucas said, a good faith conversation.
Right.
It looks like the proposal also calls for making discrimination illegal based on rental history, requiring landlords to give tenants a utilities estimate, placing limits on how easily landlords can enter a property without proper notification and consent. But one of the things they did add on, again, to make this a more good faith, both sides coming together, they will still be able on the landlord side to do background checks and things like that. Whatever makes things more inclusive, easier access, that's a win in my book. And it seems like we're doing some cool stuff.
Good on the city to be taking action here. I think the worst would be is to see this problem and say there are other problems, just because I feel like housing is one of the basic things, right? I mean, you have to be warm, you need food, and if you can manage to get people some jobs, I think that's another good thing.
Absolutely. This story, and I don't want this podcast to just strictly become a Star Wars fan fiction site.
We're on our way.
We're getting very close, dangerously close. I was going to make a Star Wars reference. That's okay. I'll keep going. But this is up my alley, and also for you. This is for you. So don't say I'm not a giver. And even when it comes to Star Wars, I'm willing to share.
This is the perfect gig for all you Star Wars super fans.
I'll say CableTV.com is offering to pay you $1,000 to binge watch all 10 Star Wars movies.
The Force, it's calling to you.
The lucky winner will receive every movie on Blu-ray and a bunch of Star Wars gear, we're told. Then they can sit back and enjoy 22 hours and 22 minutes of the full Star Wars saga. To apply, you have to explain in 200 words or less why you should be the chosen one. Of course, let the Force be with you.
Wow.
So I went 149 words out of a potential 500. I printed off my submission.
You went into this?
Oh, did I go into this? I need this. 10 movies straight. I've watched them all. I haven't done 10 in a row, but I've done all of them multiple times. And when she said you get a bunch of Star Wars merch, I'm in. So, my submission to the Star Wars Movie Marathon. Hello, my name is Hartzell Gray. I'm a radio and TV personality in Kansas City. Yes, I was that guy. Leave me alone. Simply put,
not surprising.
Simply put, Star Wars is life, and life is Star Wars. Cue Regulate by Nate Dogg and Warren G.
Oh, gosh.
Which is what I actually put in the thing. One of the earliest memories I have as a child is my dad taking me and my twin brother to go see the re-release of A New Hope. The year was 1997. I remember Luke looking out in the twin suns of Tatooine. It was like it was yesterday. So why am I the most qualified? Simply put, powers it be, because the Force wills it. Also, I have both of my arms covered in Star Wars tattoos, so at the risk of sounding like a tool, that's also a thing. To quote Jedi Master Yoda, already know you, that which you need. You know who you need for the Star Wars movie marathon, and that person is me.
Wow.
May the Force be with you. Always.
You didn't even need to write that last thing because
it really did.
As we said last time, your email signature.
So I got to check back December 11th is when they're going to have
yourself?
That. Of course I did that by myself.
So you did it Han Solo.
Bring it in.
Boo
this man. Pete, take me to sports.
So easy. This is the week we've been waiting for.
Boo!
In the NFL regular season in Kansas City. It's officially Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots week. The Chiefs resume practice on Wednesday in preparation of the New England Patriots. They travel to New England to take on the Patriots on Sunday at 3:25 p.m. Patrick Mahomes has been playing for 3 years. He is, in that time, including the regular season and the playoffs, 21-8.
God, man, when you see it, it's so impressive when you look at that.
Two of those losses have come against Tom Brady and the Patriots. Andy Reid was asked this week if he needs to beat the Patriots, as they have seemed to have the Chiefs' number as of late. And Big Red got a little testy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a loaded question because we try to, beat everybody. I mean, that's what you try to do, right? So we're going to do our best to play our best. And so that's where it comes back when I say we've got New England coming up here. Yeah, we do. We've got to make sure we take care of ourselves and get ourselves better and focus on that. Still understand what they're presenting us. The game plan part of it, defensively, and then offensively, what are they going to present us there? And then we've got to keep working our fundamentals and techniques and do the things we need to do to improve as a team. So that's what we're going to focus on.
This is the biggest sports thing that I find in covering sports now for a while. A lot of them do, where they make up this thing where the X game doesn't matter more than the others. Everyone says it. Every week's the same. But, for example, when a player is playing his former team, damn well.
Yeah, let's not be
they want to play.
Let's not play
well in that game. And there's this game where the Patriots have had Patrick Mahomes' number. You know he's going to want to beat them. The Chiefs are coming off a win on Sunday against the Raiders, and the Patriots have just dropped their second game last week against the Houston Texans. And once again, this happens in the NFL from time to time, people are beginning to count out Tom Brady and the Patriots offense. Brady is 42 years old. Right now, here's how it's going. The Chiefs have 4 games left. In the AFC, 6 teams make it. So right now, the Chiefs are 8-4. They're in what would be the 4th seed. Mm-hmm. The top 2 seeds, they get a first-round bye in the playoffs. So right. It's a lot easier to right. make the Super Bowl if you get one of those top 2 seeds. If they win down the stretch here, and they could work themselves back into a first-round bye, and to help them do that, we got some news yesterday. The Chiefs signed running back Spencer Ware. The Chiefs were down some running backs with Damian Williams dealing with a rib injury, Darrell Williams suffering a hamstring injury. That left them potentially with just 2 running backs, LeSean McCoy and Darwin Thompson, the rookie for the New England Patriots. So they bring back Spencer Ware, a familiar face.
Yeah.
He spent 2015 to 2018 with the Chiefs until they let his contract run out. He then joined the Colts this past offseason, but he was released after ankle surgery, and he became available. And so remember, Hartzell, I worked for the Chiefs. If you don't remember this, a couple of years back, this was before we were friends. So I am Pete Sweeney, Chiefs reporter. Here's me talking to Spencer Ware back on December 9th, 2015, nearly 4 years ago.
Look at you.
I'm Pete Sweeney, and for this week's Twitter Q&A, we have Spencer Ware with us. Ready for this, Spencer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. First question, Ryan wants to know, if you could truck stick any player in the NFL, past or present, who would it be?
If I could, I would say Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, that's a good one.
There you go.
Ray Lewis, that's a good one.
Yeah,
no,
really?
No, one more time. No, what is
I'm
this?
I'm Pete Sweeney, and for this week's...
I'm Pete Sweeney. No, one more time.
I'm Pete Sweeney, and for this week's Twitter Q&A, we have Spencer Ware with us. Ready for this, Spencer?
You're so excited.
That was before I realized I needed to get the hell out of that job. Hiya, Pete Sweeney.
This is the Twitter Q&A that nobody is going to watch. Really glad I spent my time doing this.
Ware led the Chiefs in rushing back in 2016. He was one of the first backs after Jamal Charles.
Right, right.
His career kind of ended, and Ware was able to pick up where he left off. Many fans are calling for...
Pick up where he left off?
Nice.
Get it? Nailed it.
Many fans are calling for Darwin Thompson after his big game against the Raiders. He's the rookie sixth-rounder that a lot of people like. The Chiefs, they have plenty of options to go at running back. So that's a good thing. I mean, the more guys you have back there, the better. They're still looking for someone to replace Kareem Hunt, who was released last year.
So if we take care of business, we win on Sunday, do we jump any spots? Can we move up?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It'll certainly help because the Patriots are starting to struggle a little bit, so they could maybe lose down the stretch here. If you're going to want to start to climb, you're going to need some help. The Ravens, Patriots, and Texans are all in front of you. So we will be watching that very closely at arrowheadpride.com and the KC Morning Show. Scores. Missouri last night. Listen to this, Hartzell. I know you're a Mizzou guy.
It was, listen, man.
24-point favorites going in.
Leave us
that
alone.
Means they should win by 24 against Charleston Southern.
Is that what that means?
And they lose. 68-60. Your final score. Charleston Southern scored 8 of 11 three-pointers in the second half. Tigers head coach Kunzo Martin. It was a tough, tough one. One of the toughest ones. And one of the games I don't know I'll ever forget. We didn't play at the level we're, of course, capable of playing at and the way we practice, so it was really tough. So he said, tough, four times in two sentences. It's not a great time to be a true son, but
no,
look,
not so much.
This could sometimes be good in basketball, not like in football, because football, you really can only lose the one game and your season's completely over. Mm-hmm. You can lose several times.
Unless you have a postseason ban, of which, in that case, it doesn't matter anyway.
Right, of course. This is a different scenario. But at the same
M-I-Z.
But at the same time, they could put together a better record this year. This isn't the end of the world. On Monday Night Football, a couple days back, the Seahawks beat the Minnesota Vikings in an absolute thriller. Great game, 37-30. The Seahawks are now the number two seed in the NFC, and that wraps up sports.
Sports with Peter S. Swain. The S stands for
sports.
Sports. Sports. You cut me off on Monday because of sports, because you had to go do a TV hit. Who was that with? Channel, was it 41?
41.
41 Action
41
News.
41 Action News, Mondays and Fridays during the 6
no,
o'clock
No, no, no,
hour.
This was not a time to plug. I didn't say you could plug
for
right
Pete's
now.
Take. That's what they call it.
Pete's Take.
They asked me at the beginning. They have any ideas for a name for this? And Mick Schaefer is the sports director there. I go, Mick, this is your game.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to come up with it. And then they came up with For Pete's Take. So
that's, I feel like Mick came up with that. Mick's so funny. Mick Schaefer's so, so funny.
Yeah.
A family of comedians. I would love to marry Mick Schaefer. Again, he's got insurance. I would like to be covered. So you cut me off because you had to do a sports hit on Monday.
Yeah, 41 Action News.
We couldn't, goddamn, we couldn't get to, we couldn't.
Mondays and Fridays.
I'm gonna cut you. We couldn't get to our discussion of the episode, which was going to be our favorite Christmas songs.
No, I love it.
I even went to billboard.com because I wanted credibility to get a list of some of your favorites.
I love that about you, that you went to billboard.com.
I'm about to punch you in the face, Pete. I'm about to punch you in the face. Do you have your list pulled up? I sent you the link, Pete. Go to Billboard.
Making a list right here. Hold on. Checking it twice.
You check that list. We'll be right back. It's the KC Morning Show.
Show.
All right, let's do this. Christmas time in the city. You seen the Plaza lights? Lighten up your life. I was driving through the Plaza this morning. I said, I am up at 4 o'clock a.m., but guess what? This is beautiful. Blessed.
Bless up. Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. You know it. You're sick of it already, or you love it. It's fine. Mariah Carey has set 3 Guinness World Records when it comes to All I Want for Christmas, because we're talking about your favorite Christmas/holiday tracks. And as Mariah Carey sets those 3 Guinness World Records, which include the highest charting holiday song by a solo artist, most days on the UK top 10 singles chart for a Christmas song.
All they I get want that, for Christmas
they get that
is
specific.
You.
What was that accent?
It's British.
Oh, was it?
You got to understand, all I want for Christmas is you. Pass the tea. Killing it today.
Oh, man. Okay. You went Love Actually. Okay, I'm totally okay with that. And another very, very niche record, but you know what? That's what we got to do. Most streamed track on Spotify in a 24-hour span for a female artist in a Christmas setting. 10.8 million streams, December of 2018. So
this
with
is
that
a great,
being
great,
said,
great segue. Very quickly, The KQC Morning Show has 96 followers on Spotify. So tell four friends today for us, And if you do, we can celebrate 100 on the Friday show. But go ahead.
Vote at number one by no one in particular.
No one yet.
No yet. It's true.
Hashtag yet.
Let's talk about Christmas music. It's that time of year where holiday tunes take over, and we here at Billboard have compiled some lists of the very best Christmas tracks. Of course, Mariah Carey's holiday classic, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is the most essential as it rises to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, making it the highest charting holiday hit on the chart in 60 years.
All right,
Maybe it's cold outside.
If you're more into some hip-hop Christmas bops, well, Billboard compiled a critics list of 30 of the best Christmas hip-hop songs, with some highlights including Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis, Snoop Dogg's Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto, and who could forget DMX's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer remix.
Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Yeah! Hey, where's my Rudolph? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer! But you're gonna
gonna give it to you.
And you're gonna let it go. Some of your favorite Christmas tracks, Pete.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Carol of the Bells.
What a mayonnaise answer that was. Lights. Pew, 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 Christmas is here. I couldn't find your harmony. I tried so hard. I couldn't do it. So I feel like we're gonna get some people who use that 30-second skip button right around this time of the podcast. They may not listen to that. That's okay. I thought we nailed that. Some of your favorite holiday tracks, Pete, besides the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Which, by the way,
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
White Christmas, okay.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I don't know why you thought
just
we had to sing
like
these.
The one I used to know.
No one told you to sing these, Pete. We didn't have
Frosty
to.
Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, transition, huh? Wow, we got a mashup. Got a mashup going on
Rudolph
here.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows.
I forgot what that one was. I forgot what's that one? Like Pinocchio. I forgot that part. Anything else? Because I got mine.
No, I mean, that was just off the top of my head.
I didn't know you had
Santa
such a...
Santa baby.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm running down the chimney tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Nah,
I don't know if that's the right.
I don't know if we can. Can we still sing that song? It's very uncomfortable. If you think
I know
about
you're
it.
A big fan of "Baby, It's Cold Outside." I know that about you.
But it's just, man. It's like I don't know if I love singing that. I don't know if I do.
No,
I really can't stay.
I saw Daddy kiss it. Oh no, it's Mommy. I could be either. Either kissing Santa Claus.
Well, I think there can only be one. When you're talking about quintessential Christmas songs, and in fact, it even hits close to home. It is, of course, Christmas in Kansas City. Are you familiar?
Of course.
With Christmas in Kansas City?
Yeah.
It's Christmas in Kansas City.
Now, for the longest time,
really bangs.
Oh, it bangs hard. The Plaza lights are pretty. You know why? Because it's good to be in my GD hometown.
So the KC Chiefs media is having
Oh, no. I'm not done yet. You pause. You pause for a second. Copyrights be damned. Take me there.
Because it's Christmas in Kansas City.
Oh, man. I don't know if I like this.
What?
I like the song. I don't know if I like dancing like that.
guess what, guess what, guess what? And the Plaza lights, guess what they do? They looking pretty. Kansas City, I'll be there.
So the
yes, Lord.
Chiefs media, yes, a lot of the writers and reporters, they're going to a karaoke night coming up soon, December.
You get the invite?
This is going to be my song. I'm going to get up there and sing Christmas in Kansas City, I think.
Brad Millicent, the author of Christmas in Kansas City. So a little backstory. I didn't know all this. I knew a little bit. But Brad Millicent, that song, Christmas in Kansas City, first recorded as early as 1982. He was at a party.
He wrote it underneath the Plaza lighting steps.
And it was looking so pretty.
He did. He wrote it. It was with a pen. And he couldn't find a piece of paper, so he had to get a back of a newspaper.
Oh.
And he jotted down all the words because he was struck with holiday cheer.
None of that is accurate. What actually happened was in 1982, all the musicians would get together in a studio, and they would jam after their gigs. Owner Chuck Chapman himself was in a band back in those days. And during one of those late night, early morning sessions, Millicent sang Nat King Cole's classic, The Christmas Song.
Too much eggnog that night.
Chestnuts were roasting, you know what I'm saying? He said that was, Chuck Chapman said, wow, that was good. He recalls asking Millicent, can you make another track? Can you come up with something? And a few weeks later, he comes out with Christmas in Kansas City, first spun on the radio, because I'm a radio nerd, I'm a history nerd, so I thought this was cool. First spun in 1984. On KLSI-FM. Any guesses what a radio station that is? It's not 96.5, of which I'm employed for a little bit. It is not The Point.
610 Sports Radio.
Definitely not 610 Sports Radio. It is KLSI, formerly Mix 93.3.
NPR.
No, it's not NPR. This is NPR. Although I have heard.
Thank you for such a treasure, Brad. Pour one out for Brad.
Absolutely. That is a treasure. And Brad... unfortunately, we lost Brad in 1995, committed suicide in 1995.
Oh, no.
But he was a big guy who would come for all the holidays. He loved coming to town for the holidays. He did. And his last performance, Christmas of 1994. Thank you, Brad Millicent. Thank you for the greatest holiday song
of all time.
Of all time. How about of all time? Of all time for the all time.
There's nobody who thinks that, I don't think. But it is a great jam. It is a great jam.
You need to watch your mouth. You need to hold your tongue. I'm about to send you back to the East Coast with phrases like that. Hold on. Just as we play it out.
Oh, you want to play it out?
If it was up to me, this would be the entire show. Christmas in Kansas City on repeat.
The KC Morning Show.
Lights are pretty. Pete, you know it's good to be in my hometown.
Yeah, speaking of the hometown, we... Wow, this is...
I had to play myself.
What are we running here? What is this? I'm trying to be professionals.
Sorry about that.
Amateur hour!
Amateur hour!
Events coming up in Kansas City on Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, there wasn't a ton, so I did reach a little bit this time, but on Wednesday tonight...
How bad do you want it, Pete? You know?
At 6 p.m. for all you yogis, it's yoga night at Parlor. I guess it happens every first Wednesday of the month. That's
okay.
December 4th.
Okay.
And listen to this. It's also Wine Wednesday at Parlor.
That.
So, Hartzell, name one thing that's better than a little yoga and wine. I don't think you can.
I can't tell you that.
No.
Don't know.
There's no answer to that.
Couldn't listen, though. I don't know. Just put wine in my face and it's going to all taste the same.
It's also Meat Bingo tonight at Kelly's in Westport, beginning at 7 p.m., one of my favorite things right now.
Little
you
meats.
Get it's literally, as it sounds, bingo, and you win prizes of meat. The meat is not there, so you don't have to worry about bringing home a slab of meat, but they give coupons.
I can't think of anything more up your alley than this Meat Bingo. Give me all that man meat. Noms for days. Right. Nom.
You are what you eat. Chicken and Pickle on Thursday is having a party in the Northland called Kidsmas 2019. All proceeds from a $10 cover go to Feeding Northland Kids in the event put on by Northland Progress. Toy donations for ages 1 to 12 to Hartzell will go to Linwood YMC of Kansas City. So do some good, eat some food.
Hey, listen, the Save a Hartzell Foundation is still pending as far as our tax-exempt status, but it is in the works.
Want to learn a little bit? Thursday at 6 at the Nelson, a talk on cultural heritage being at risk. What do rising sea levels and violent actions by non-state actors have in common? James Cuno, a president and CEO of the J. Paul Getty Trust, discusses how both result in social instability and damage to, if not destruction of, monuments and sites of cultural heritage. Learn how Getty is working to address these in a new initiative called Ancient Worlds Now, A Future for the Past.
Interesting. Like that is interesting.
It's repeal day at Jay Rieger on Thursday. 86 years ago on Thursday, December 5th, 1933, the 21st Amendment was passed, repealing the 18th Amendment and ending the prohibition of alcohol in America. No, this is a good thing.
Pour one out.
This day has since been known as Repeal Day. We can thank Franklin Roosevelt for proposing the 21st Amendment to Congress. 81 years later, they will open the doors of Jay Rieger and Company again, and as promised, drink specials and chocolate cake.
Hey!
It's what I call Hartzell on a Saturday night. Also Thursday at 7:30 at the Midland Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Big band holidays.
That's a show right there.
Tickets.
That's a show.
At AXS.com. So plenty to do on Wednesday and Thursday in Kansas City if you want to get out. If you have an event we need to know about, email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com. In sports, all three major local teams in college don't play until Saturday, but the UMKC Kangaroos visit Iowa State tonight at 7 o'clock.
Brew up!
On Thursday night football, the Dallas Cowboys take on the Chicago Bears. Both teams desperately need this game for different reasons. Cowboys coach Jason Garrett playing for his Cowboys life. Same for Mitch Trubisky, the quarterback of the Bears. High drama on Thursday night football. If you want to dive deeper into the Chiefs, the Arrowhead Pride Radio starts tonight on AM 610 Sports Radio with myself at 6 on the dot. That's your KC preview for Wednesday and Thursday.
Like that. Now, on Wednesdays, we do a thing. Pete does a thing. We call it your Wednesday wisdom. It's hump day, baby. We know that you're going to need just maybe a little push over the finish line. You don't run to the line. What do we do, Pete? We run through the line.
Jog. Okay. No, run through the line. Right?
Yeah. That's what we do. All right. Pete, I know you.
I got some Wednesday themed.
So here's the thing, Pete. I wanted to play. I wanted to go with Enya, Sail Away. But for some reason, Apple Music doesn't pop up with Enya's Sail Away. Maybe it's a Spotify exclusive. So we're gonna go the next best alternative.
I like that.
So I'm just going to hit play.
I'm feeling it.
And you can just start whenever you want. I wanted to stick with the sail motif, you know? Sail Away.
This year.
Hold on. Let it breathe.
This year. This year, I just want to go on more adventures, be around good energy, connect with people, learn new things, grow. It's never too late to reinvent yourself. Steve Harvey. Hartzell, the secret of getting ahead.
What is that, Pete? Tell me.
Getting started. Ooh, this one's good from Cyril Kuzak.
Oh.
If you asked me for my New Year resolution, it would be to find out who I am. Be happy with what you have, Hartzell.
Do it.
While working for what you want.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Be so busy loving your life that you have no time for hate, regret, or fear.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Be structured enough this year for success and achievement, and flexible enough for creativity and fun.
Flexible, you say?
Easy for me since I'm 30 fun. Failure's not the opposite of success. It is part of the success. So be ready to fail out there, kids.
Be ready to fail.
And I'll leave this Wednesday wisdom with this little tidbit from Maya Angelou.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your motherfucking attitude. Might have added a word in that one.
Some of your finest work.
Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom. I was trying to see if we could get to the chorus. You didn't need the chorus. I didn't even need sticks. You brought it. You brought the sticks. That right there, Pete Sweeney, your Wednesday wisdom to get you, just to get you over that hump day, baby. You nailed it. That was better than anything India could have given us.
I feel like now after that,
that's a show
not only
right there,
am I
boys.
Over the hump.
That's a show. Toss his paper.
I am going to slide down in a tumble. I'm so ready.
You're so ready. Pete.
Limber.
I love you, my friend. It was a good show. We went a little long today. I'm okay with that. Since you cut me off on Monday.
Sometimes going a little long is a good thing.
My name's Hartzell. That is Pete Sweeney. Giggity goo. This, your KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.